Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and thank you for joining me this evening. I tell you what, it was one cold, wet, and rainy day here in Pennsylvania. Almost made me want to just cuddle up with a blanket and put on a fire and just give up on spring, but here I am. And for those of you that are listening to Visible by Numbers for the first time, you know, maybe I'll tell you a little bit about myself, give you a little bit of a background. I've studied numerology for pretty much what seems like forever, and I am a professional numerologist, and I do readings for people all across the USA, and I've also taught many, many numerology workshops. And besides being interested in numerology, I've also studied a wide range of various metaphysical subjects. And some of you might be totally unfamiliar with numerology itself, so maybe I'll just give you a brief explanation. Now, numerology is an ancient divination tool. It was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras. It has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. And numerology really uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual qualities of numbers. I mean, we think in terms of adding and subtracting numbers, but actually each number is representative of energy. And so when we say that numerology uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual qualities of numbers, that's what we're talking about. We use your date of birth and your name given at birth, and from that, numbers are calculated. And the end result is your personal numerology chart, which, you know, in all honesty, it does speak volumes about you. I really believe that if ever there was an instruction booklet to your life, numerology would be that manual. It can be used as a method of understanding your deeper nature, what your talents are, what your life goals are, your personality traits, likes and dislikes. It also talks about your opportunities in life and certainly the challenges in life. It offers you a great deal of insight on where you're headed and what your potential destiny might eventually be. Now, on tonight's show, I'm going to be taking your calls during the entire show, and I'll be answering your questions, whether they're about numerology in general, or maybe you have some questions about numbers themselves, maybe you're seeing repetitive numbers or something like that. And certainly I'd be happy to do readings for you if you want to call in. So one of the things I want to do is give the numbers, because the lines will be open for the duration of the show. So you know that you're listening to Station 1 on BBS Radio, which is the number one radio station on the Internet. And I'm taking calls, whether it's questions or doing readings, so you might want to write down these numbers. You can call toll-free in the USA at 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can also call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And if you didn't write those numbers down, you certainly can go to www.bbsradio.com, and you'll find the phone numbers for the station right there on the front page. Now, you know, oftentimes people ask me, you know, they say to me, Allison, well, are you psychic, or are you this, or are you that? And, you know, the one thing I'd like to say about a numerologist is that really a numerologist is a medium. It's a person who connects to the energy of the numbers and reads your energy through them. And, you know, I really believe that, you know, when you start off studying numerology, you may not be aware that you have abilities, psychic abilities or mediumship abilities. But once you begin to use numerology, just like almost any divination tool, it will awaken your abilities. They'll grow and they certainly will unfold. So that's, you know, if you're interested in developing your psychic abilities, I think that is one of the good reasons to study numerology. But I think you really are a medium when you call yourself a numerologist, because you actually, you know, you have a forte. You have an understanding of the numbers, and you absolutely, they speak to you. And when you're reading people's charts, you bring that information through to them. So I do think that there's a certain talent that goes with being a numerologist. Now, it takes years of study, certainly. And the most, probably the best way to understand numerology is to experience it, to do it. And so it takes years of study, and it takes years of doing it to fully understand it. But in the end, I really think that a numerologist combines knowledge with intuitiveness and divine guidance when doing a reading. Now, one thing that always fascinates me about people's perception of numerology is it's often very misunderstood, because people are just not aware of the full spectrum of information that the numerology chart would hold. Many people are only aware of the meaning of their life path number, you know, how their date of birth adds up to. And they really don't know much more than that. And the truth really is that you've got to look at all the numbers in your numerology chart and interpret their meaning, and also how they interact with each other. And I like to use the analogy that if you think of, if you will, that each number is part of a tapestry, and it is the tapestry of your life, and it's not until the last number is seen that you understand the full picture. So in my humble opinion, you know, that's really what's telling you who you are. And once you became aware of who you are, you can begin to live a happier, healthier, and a much more purposeful life. All right, I'm going to stop there because I know I heard a beep, and I know that we have a caller. So who's calling, please?
My name's Amy.
Can you say your name again, please?
Amy. A-M-Y.
A-M-Y.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you? Would you like a reading?
Yes, please. Yeah, I'd love one.
Okay. Would you give me your date of birth, please?
Okay. November 17th, 1986.
Let me just see and get to give this back to you, see if I've got it right. November
17th. 17.
Thank you. All right.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's hard to hear.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Okay, so we're going with November 17th, 1986, right?
Yes.
Okay, super. All right, so what I'm going to do for you is I'm just going to do a reading from the date of birth.
Okay,
which really, you know, it'll tell you, what it'll do is it's going to tell you life path and birthday number, but we'll be able to look at your pentacles, we'll be able to look around you at this time of your life and probably give you an idea what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I want to tell you first off is, I don't know if you're aware of what your life path number, but you are a 7 life path, and this really says that you come in with a great deal of spiritual wisdom and knowledge. You may, I know you're young yet, but you may feel at times that you, how would I put this? Maybe feel that you're a spiritual being having a physical existence, or that you're different than other people, or you see things differently. But truly, you do see the soul of all things. You really have a huge potential for understanding spiritual philosophy, and I do think that you really will be drawn towards spiritual philosophy, you know, now and as you continue to grow.
Right.
You have an ability with having an inner guidance system, or you're very clairsentient. You know things without knowing why you know them. You get your gut feelings. You have like a radar. Sevens have this inborn in them. It kind of guides them throughout life.
Right.
And you might even feel in your life that there is a plan. You may feel that everything that happens to you happens for a reason. You may almost feel a flow to your life as though you're following down this path and everything is kind of set out for you. And certainly in your life, things will be given to you, because you're not necessarily supposed to get out there and pursue careers the way other people do. Your part of what your path is this time is really an inner journey, and it's also a journey that ties you to spiritual philosophy, finding faith. And you could be really a gifted numerologist or astrologer or even a psychic or anything like that. You do have your ability, certainly.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that's really important for you is to you have this ability to be very rational and methodical in your thinking, and you look below the surface of things, and you don't always take things at face value. You question the truth. You're a little bit of a skeptic, okay?
Right.
But that makes that good, because you prove through to yourself that these things do happen and do exist. And you really are what they call a seeker of the truth. And another thing that I like to call this energy is wise old sage Buddha energy, because you really are like a monk, so to speak.
Oh, wow.
Now, you may very much need your alone time. Or you may need to, maybe sometimes when you get too much activity around you, you might find that it sets you off kilter.
Right.
And you really need to put meditation as a regular practice in your life, because out of all the life paths, the seven is the one that really benefits the most from it, is having a regimen of meditation. You are a specialist. Someday you will specialize in something, or hopefully you'll specialize. It means you'll study it to the point that you're an expert at it. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your birthday number does give you a little bit of gift in the business world.
Okay.
Now, sevens ideally would rather work at home and not in the hustle and bustle of things. They almost like too many people kind of drive them a little crazy, too much noise and confusion.
Right.
They really like things peaceful.
Yes.
But your birthday number really wants to give you a gift with management and business and money, and being efficient and knowing how to get the job done. And it does gives you a little bit more of a push in the direction of having ambition and wanting to achieve something in your life. So that does want to push you out to the business world. Now, without being able to look at your full name at birth, I really would be interested to see what some of your other numbers are. But those are two attributes that you do have. Now, what I want to tell you is your overall challenge in life is either, you know, it's a two-way thing. You can either be, like, overly disciplined, where you can almost be work too hard, focus too much on work, and also having things just so actually creating limitation in your life because it's too much structure, too much order. Or you could be the opposite end of that spectrum, where you could actually be really scattered and unorganized and undisciplined and unfocused, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure which way that goes for you, but that is a kind of a challenge. Now, early on in life, you've got a major challenge with your family, and I'm almost thinking that your early childhood years, at least up until the age of 29, let's say, that would be now. I don't know if there's you have maybe a little bit of how would I put this? Domination, like with the family being so important, their opinions, or even kind of like putting things on you, not necessarily allowing you to be who you are, but just kind of like pushing their wants and needs upon you. And you could have some issues with family, I think, early on in life. I think the first 29 years of your life, you're really learning what your strengths are and who you are as an individual, and certainly what you're capable of doing. And I don't know if you feel lonely or alone, or if you've been left to your own devices, or you have problems because you're not allowed to be independent. But you may have those experiences early on up to the age of 29. And I do believe it's directly related to duty and responsibility. And sometimes families they mean well, but sometimes they can create a great deal of problems for people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you relate to that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So where are you going? Well, I'm just going to tell you really quickly. From 30 to 38, I'm going to tell you, I don't know, I see you traveling. I see you maybe changing jobs often, or kind of like being a little bit of a rolling stone. There's going to be a lot of adventure and a lot of different things that you're going to be able to try and do.
Okay.
I see 39 to 47. I see family comes in for you perhaps you at that time will establish your own family. 30 to 38, I think it's a lot of change that's around you,
okay,
and ups and rounds and rounds, a lot of adventure. 39 to 47, I really see you having to fulfill duty and responsibility to family, whether this is children, marriage, relationships, but it really wants to pull you in around family between those ages where a lot of your energy is going to go towards nurturing other people. That might be a good time to start a business, and certainly if you're a healer of any sort, or musical, any of those things would go really well in that pinnacle, but it does bring family in big time. After the age of 48, I really see money, success, achievement. You will have the opportunity after the age of 48 to really accumulate a great deal of material possessions. But it very much is stemmed upon your setting goals for yourself and working towards those goals. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you really got to keep yourself, and you have that ability in your chart, set goals. And you really need to do that, set some goals. Now, this year, let me just check one thing here.
Okay.
8, 10, 11. Okay. This year for you is a 2 year. So I don't know if you began something new last year or if you set out doing something new last year. But this year for you, it's kind of like you're nurturing those plans a little bit, kind of perfecting your ideas or going back over them. This could be a little bit of a slow year for you as far as, you know, if it had anything to do with career or anything, it's going to be a little bit slow. But when it comes to how you are feeling, you may be feeling a little bit more sensitive this year, maybe a little bit more vulnerable with your emotions. Now, psychically, I think you're going to find this to be a rather intense year. Pay attention to your feelings because this will bring in a lot of that energy for you.
Uh-huh.
And you may have to play the part of a diplomat or keeping the peace this year between people. You may have some, you know, where you've got to step in and kind of play it. And don't be aggressive at all this year. Somebody might really make you angry, but still choose the road of peace because it is going to backfire on you if you don't. So just try to keep things peaceful this year. That should work out pretty well for you. I, at all costs, tact and diplomacy, surely this year. All right, and if we just look forward a little bit for you, I think this month you're feeling a little bit more psychic, I would think, and are probably maybe doing some inner reflection. You know, do you know that you have to get a little bit more rest than the average person?
And that would make sense.
You're tired more often than other people. You need your sleep, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a 7, and, you know, I think we need to have doorknobs made up. Please do not disturb 7 is sleeping because 7 is doing more sleep, okay? But, you know, in May, you might be feeling a little bit more tired. It's a 7 month. I really want you to maybe meditate, relax, don't work as hard this month. And maybe get a book out or something having to do with the spiritual and read it or study it or whatever, and that'll be really good for you this month. Next month, I think, is a money month for you, or at least you'll be recognized for something that you've done.
Okay.
And so it should be a good month for you. Are you working?
Yeah, I babysit. I run my own babysitting business. I'm a college student, so
wow.
I just got out of school.
I have my own babysitting business. Well, next month should be a good money month for you, okay?
Okay.
And also I think that you're going to get recognized for your good work.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So just look for some, like a pat on the back.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know in July if there's an ending of a relationship or in July you may be wanting to put a few things to rest, things that really have been upsetting you or not working well for you. Sometimes
okay.
It has to do with relationships. You may want to put something to rest.
Okay.
Now,
I'm actually going to Australia in July.
What did you say?
I'm going to Australia.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, then that makes sense, too, because 9 is international traveler. That makes me very excited.
Oh, cool.
Good for you. August, new opportunity comes in for you, too, so look for that.
Okay.
December, I think, is going to bring you some, you're going to be given an opportunity to change things maybe you might want to expand your business, or certainly in December of this year, what I would suggest to you is to, do a little bit of networking with people or make brochures or whatever you can do to promote yourself.
Okay.
You want to try to do, if you need, want to bring in more business or something along those lines, you want to try to do that in December, okay?
Okay. Is it December?
Yeah, in December.
Okay.
Okay, dear?
Okay.
All right.
Wow, thank you so much.
Did it all make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Because actually in December, I'm trying to organize a service trip to Italy with my Italian club at school, so I'm trying to network and promote that December, actually, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I think all this that you're doing now, I tell you, when you get in that second pinnacle, you're going to be doing a lot more traveling as well. So good for you.
Okay. Oh, cool.
All right, well, good job.
Oh, thank you.
It was nice talking to you, sweetie.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All righty.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Well, like I said, and thanks so much for calling in, Amy. I appreciate that. She's got such a sweet voice. I just love her voice. What I was telling everyone is the lines are open. I'm available whether you have a numerology question you can ask me questions on a lot of different metaphysical subjects, and I probably could give you an answer. And also the lines are open for readings. I know that we have a caller, and call if you just hang in right for a minute. I just want to give the numbers for everyone else. You might want to write them down. Toll-free USA 877-876-5227. Toll-free from Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Hi, caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Allison. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is Shruti.
Your name?
Shruti, S-H-R-U-T-I.
H-R-U-T-I. Got it.
Okay, and my birthday is May
20, 1968. All right, so let me just repeat that back to you so I got it right. 8/20.
No, May 5.
Excuse me, dear. I'm sorry.
It's 5/20, 1968.
5. We're talking May.
Yes.
5/20, 1968. So you're going to have a birthday here shortly, right?
Yes, thank you. That's
oh, good. Well, I hope you have a wonderful birthday. Let's see what we can do for you as far as giving you a little bit of a reading.
Perfect.
Okay. Alrighty. I'm going to just check one thing here. Okay. Okay. What I want to say here for you is regarding your life path, I do believe that you brought in a past life sort of a lesson. And I don't want you to be terribly concerned about it because, you know, basically I believe it's free will choice. Even with karma that we actually write into our charts and we actually want to work through something because we're not necessarily satisfied with how things went in a past life. So what I want to tell you is this karma that you brought in has to do that in a past life, it's possible, I'm going to say this nice, that you're a little bit of a slacker or that maybe you did not apply yourself or make the best possible use out of your talents and abilities. And so when you come into this lifetime, it's almost as though you've written into your chart that for you, everything must come from effort versus reward, that things don't necessarily are easy for you. You really have to apply yourself. You really have to learn to discipline and focus yourself in order to achieve things. And it is really a key to your success in this lifetime. You can achieve wonderful and amazing things in this life, but the focusing and disciplining of the talents and abilities are important. Now, sometimes when people have this karma, it's very interesting. Sometimes they come in and they are unfocused early on in life. They actually scatter their talents. They don't make much of themselves. Until they learn the lesson that unless I apply myself, I'm not going to get anywhere. Other people come in with this particular karma, and sometimes they're so disciplined that they actually are workaholics. They work too hard. Everything has to be organized. Everything has to be just so. And sometimes because they're afraid of not being disciplined. So you probably can, more than I can apply how that goes with you in your life. But the one thing to know here is that you have the ability really to systematically build up things in your life. So you have talents as a manager. You have talents as far as being able to organize things and be efficient. You have talents with business in general. Usually people that have this energy are very honest, very ethical, trustworthy, responsible. They have a great deal of love of family. But they also like structure and order in their life. They don't necessarily want to wake up, you know, to surprises every day. They kind of sort of like to know exactly how the days are going to go. And they tend to do things very orderly. Now, your birthday number is telling me that you have, and also I want to back up to that life path number. I don't know if you feel connected to Mother Earth or as though you get your energy from Mother Earth. You may even be interested in gardening or going outside for walks or feel a great deal for going out into nature. But I will tell you with that configuration for your life path number, that wants to put you out there in nature, and that's where you draw your energy. Now, your birthday number, which is a 20, whenever we have a zero, it's telling us that there's an intensification of the energy. So your 20 birthday is a 2, but it's a 2 times 10. So you have, this is very feminine energy, very gentle, very supportive, wanting to be, help others, to work well with others, to be a good friend. Not necessarily wanting to jump into the limelight, but being the kind of person that is, I'm okay with being part of the group and helping the whole group towards working towards achieving things. I don't have to lead. I'm content to be supportive. You make for a wonderful friend because I'm sure that people find you to be gentle. They find you to be a good listener. And you also have your own ability that reads other people's energy. You probably are empathic or clairsentient. You really know what people are thinking or feeling. So this makes that you're a very good counselor because you actually almost instinctively know what they want, what they need, or how they're feeling. Have you noticed this about yourself?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, if you...
All right.
You have that ability. You might want to... do you know what an empath is?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You can feel other people's emotions are.
Yeah, okay. So you might want to, you know, look into, you know, how you can pick up other people's energy sometimes and how it can affect you. I'm going to tell you here with this number two that you're very sensitive and can be a little bit vulnerable with emotions. Sometimes you get hurt very easily with this number. It's just because it's just beautiful. It really is a very emotional kind of a number, but it helps you to connect to other people's energy, you know. But it does make you put you on the more vulnerable side. You have a gift with details. Both the 4 and the 2 are good with details. You also have a gift with artistically and music. That sort of, usually the two is described as the soul of a poet. But you also have a wonderful ability to bring about peace and tact and diplomacy to like when people are fighting. You can come in and say the right things to calm the situation down, and you may find that you have to use that talent quite a bit in your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Being a tactful, diplomatic kind of a person. I do want to point out to you that I think the overall challenge in your life is for you to learn self-love, to put yourself first and to take care of your needs. You know, you may be trying to pacify people. You have to understand you need a lot of peace and harmony around you. And so in order to keep it peaceful, you may be kind of giving away your power sometimes. But your overall challenge in life has to do with self-love, self-worth, and confidence, having confidence in yourself. You also have an issue here with your own picture of yourself. Maybe you don't see yourself as being as beautiful as you are or as charismatic as you are, but you definitely have talent, star power, where people would want to pay attention to you. And that's one of your challenges, especially early on in life. I don't know if your inner child, you had experiences as a child that maybe stifled your creativity or stifled your inner child or made you less than playful. But that's one thing to consider. That is a challenge. You might want to look into that. Now, interesting. I would really like to see your full chart here. How old are you exactly right now?
I'm 39, so,
okay.
Well.
Okay.
40 years old.
Okay. Early on in life, up until the age of 32, I don't know. I mean, that was a 7 for you. So, you know, you may have developed a lot of spiritual wisdom or been drawn towards the spiritual philosophy early on in life, or at least been a little bit of an odd child, where you may have been drawn to books or reading or study, because it would have been a magnificent time for you to study, but also been drawn to maybe more spiritual subjects. You may have felt a little bit alone or lonely during that time, the early years of your life, or disconnected from people. It's the seven energy. And I don't know if he had health issues, but sometimes when we're in a seven pinnacle, it wants us to rest. It doesn't want us to go out there and work and whatever. It just kind of wants us to take time to think, contemplate. Now, your next, this pinnacle that you're in has been dealing with power and money. It's been dealing with you setting goals and achieving those goals. And you had real potential from age 33 to age 41 to move forward in any career, to be recognized and to be promoted and to bring in material success. You're moving towards a sixth pinnacle. This is going to bring in a lot of family issues. Whether, I don't know if you're married, but certainly it's going to bring in a marriage if you're not. I don't know if you have children. It's going to bring in children if you don't. I don't know how big your family is, but you may be finding that you're going to be caring for them in a real way, ages 42 to 50, very much involved with the family. It would be a good time, as I said to the past caller, six pinnacle support, teaching, healing, and then also starting a business, six energy, also anything musical, artistic, six pinnacle supports, so you can apply those words to that as well. Your last pinnacle in life really wants to put you into master 11 energy on some level. This can bring about fame. It can bring about being put out in front of people because you
so
become...
the age of 50?
After the age of 51.
Oh, 51, okay.
Mm-hmm. Can actually fame, and it'll want to put you in front of people because apparently you're a messenger or you have a message or something from your own experiences where you want to share that with others. And this will be tied into humanity where you're, you know, it's a big message. It's not a little message. And that's something after the age of 51. Really, in order to do the best reading on that, I'd really kind of like to look at your full name, and we can't do that on the radio. You're in an 8 year, so all that money and finances is all around you this year. You know, you may be talking in dollar and cents, be very interested in your career, what it is that you're doing. And this year is really the payoff year for all the work that you've done in previous years. This is the year you get recognized for it, you get rewarded for it. But that reward is very contingent upon the work that you've done in the past. So if you haven't worked hard in the past, it's not much of a reward. If you've really applied yourself, this year should be a very fulfilling one financially for you. And should
well,
bring
I'm
in
the middle of a transition right now, so...
You're where, dear?
I'm middle of a transition.
Right.
Career change in career, so...
Well, I still think whether you're in the middle of a transition or not, mm-hmm. this should bring around maybe being rewarded for something you've done in the past. Okay? You don't necessarily have to be working to get rewarded in an 8 year. Okay?
Okay.
So it's maybe something, you know, it could be a payoff from something that was in the past. Is that possible?
Or actually, it might be a better job.
If you're unemployed... This is a year that really you could get a powerful job. And I really want you to think bigger than what you were doing before
mm-hmm.
because you have the potential this year to actually apply for a job and get a job where it's more money than you ever made before.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
So think
big. Think big. Okay?
Okay.
And you're unemployed right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you.
I was with the company for 17 years. I think it was time for a change.
Oh, yeah.
This is the
way
it's more.
Yeah. Well, I would say May. I think in June is a good time for you to send out your resumes, and I think you may get multiple offers in June for another job. So, because it wants to offer you some change in June, send out your resumes and expect to get some phone calls in June. You may have to choose between more than one job in June. Okay. I would.
Is there any specific dates that you recommend?
Excuse me, dear.
Is there any specific dates that you recommend?
No, I can't really recommend a specific date. I think 8 days, if it was me, I would want my resume to land on an 8 day, like on the 8th of the month or 16th of the month or something like that. Look for the power days that add up to 8. And as far as when you may get the phone calls is on 5 days, you know, if it's a 5, a 23 or something like that. That's when you might get a phone call. So, you know, just be aware that June will want to offer you, that's the best opportunity that you have to be offered a new job. So I would expect you to get one in June.
Okay.
And be sure to email me if you do. I'd like to know, okay?
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm expecting, too. So.
All right.
Like, I'm going to the preparation phase.
Well,
so.
I'm betting that it's going to be more money than you were making. Okay.
Yeah, because that's the feeling I've done. It's more like, okay.
Yeah, I think
you know,
so.
The company was going down, so
yeah.
This was the best thing that could happen to me, kind of thing.
Right, really. Okay.
Thank
right, well,
you so
luck.
Much, Allison. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. All right. So you know what happens when I get to read and I forget where I was. Just in case anybody's tuning in, this is Allison Bachman, and the lines are open, and I am taking calls from our listeners, and I would be very happy to do a reading for you if you want to call into the show. And whether you've got a question about numerology or simply would like a reading, I'm here. I'm here until 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so hey, call in. The numbers are toll-free, USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 1-888-815-9756. And I think we have a caller who's calling.
Hey, Allison, this is Nancy. How you doing?
I'm very well, Nancy. What can I do for you?
A reading?
Sure. Give me your date of birth.
November 4th, 1953.
Ah, that was a good year.
Oh, good.
That's my year. Okay.
Oh, okay.
11-4-1953. You know what's really interesting is I don't know if you realize it, but that really puts you around humanity in your 50s. Like your purpose in life shifts to helping the world. Did you realize that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. Your last cycle becomes a 9. And even in astrology, you know, when I've tried to, astrology goes in one ear and out the other with me. But when I was studying astrology and trying to comprehend, they do say that there is a huge amount of people that were born in that year that we, on some level, come to help the world. That's part of what our purpose is. I don't know if you've ever felt that, but.
Oh.
Wow. So get busy. Okay. Now, now we'll get to your chart here. Let's see. One thing I want to tell you is the life path number, certainly being a 6 is a very blessed, considered to be quite a blessed life path. And because you have heart energy, heartfelt love, nurturing, care of others, the type of person that will help those in need,
mm-hmm.
This is definitely healer energy on so many levels. And because I think when it's almost like a God blessing, because you come in with that kind of love and desire to help others, it actually makes you fulfilled in some ways to be kind. Born naturally kind, sometimes sixes are. What I would want to say here is talent wise, you have cosmic mother energy, which says that you're good with children. And very often we see people with six energy, they're drawn to be teachers. But, you know, or daycare, and as I said, healer energy, quite often you can find them in holistic fields as well. But also, you know, business, because sixes are very, people love sixes. You have a balanced way about you. You make for a very good friend, a good counselor. Counseling energy comes in here as well. Very intuitive with people. But you see both sides of a situation, and you're able to give really good advice. Sometimes it doesn't work out so well for you because you may not be able to make a decision for yourself as easily as you can offer advice to other people. There's a lot of duty and responsibility in family that's around this particular life path number. It's not unusual to see sixes born into large extended families with many brothers and sisters or a big family. And their family opinions and feelings and there's family loyalty and all that sort of thing built into that. And one of the things that you're kind of learning in a conjunction with this number is not to take on the duty and responsibility to help your family and those that you love, yes, but don't forget to take care of yourself. You have to learn to receive love. You can't just give and not give to yourself or receive it back from others. And it's a two-way street. And if you take on too much duty and responsibility, when it comes to taking care of your children or your siblings or your parents or your husband or whatever, and you don't take care of yourself, you martyr yourself, your life can become quite burdensome. And you actually can feel like, oh, my God, I got to run away, because it may never seem like you ever get to do what you want to do. So it's really kind of important to balance that out in your lifetime. musically, there's talent here. Quite often sixes don't know they're musically talented because they're too busy taking care of other people, but you are. Your birthday number tells your home, the home and the family is important. You know, how your home looks. You could have some talent as an interior designer or even out doing gardening or animals. You might find drawn to animals, like have puppy people instead of real people. But certainly the beauty, you like to beautify things, artistic ability. But most often sixes apply it towards the home. With your birthday number, it says that you can be hardworking. And I know that probably you're a little bit of a perfectionist, too, with that six. But hardworking, you're very loyal, faithful, responsible, honest. You have high values. Sixes quite often get really enraged when they see somebody hurt or see an injustice, and a four certainly would react the same way as well. You probably have a good ability with details and organizing things with that four birthday. That's what it's saying your talents are. You have to be careful about working too hard, I think, with that combination. Just sharing your challenges with you right now, you know, I don't know if you had realized that you had a challenge at one point in your life, whether you've gotten over it now or not. You really have gifted with words and being an inspirational speaker or maybe writing books or something like that, or being on stage. You don't realize how charming and charismatic and how beautiful you are. I think you don't have a realistic perception of your looks, and you may be censoring maybe how you project out. If you're afraid to be creative or afraid to express yourself, that can be that challenge. You had a challenge early on in life with being oversensitive, maybe trying to pacify the family because you got big, heavy-duty family all over you the first 30 years of life, and you were shy or vulnerable, or you tried to keep the peace or please them or whatever, but God knows family was heavy for you, duty and responsibility to family on the age of 30. Now, really quickly, 31 to, let's see, 39, you may have felt a certain amount of limitation in your life, like monetarily, or there were rules and regulations around you, and it may have seemed as though you didn't have your freedom and you had to follow the rules and work hard. It would have been a time of really hard work for you, 31 to 39.
True.
The age of 40 to 48, this was a time that was trying to teach you that self-love stuff, to start loving yourself. This would have been a time where you had to stand on your own two feet, maybe. Maybe in the past you had all these people or maybe a system in play that whenever you needed help, it was there. But during the time from 40 to 48, you may have to do things by your own hand or stand on your own two feet and handle that crisis by yourself. That was a time that was teaching you to be fearless, so you probably had to face your fears. That was a time that was teaching you how strong you were. So you may have had to overcome several things during that one pinnacle, and the whole 9 years sought to teach you your strengths to help you to get in touch with your leadership ability. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. Now, the pinnacle that you're in now, I don't know if I want to put you in partnership with someone. I don't know if you're married, but certainly I want to put you there as well. And you really, diplomacy is important now. Do you feel that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. Okay. I do think that you're going to find that you got to keep the peace.
Mm-hmm.
And this year for you, are you feeling a little bit more drawn towards the metaphysics?
Oh, big time.
Uh-huh. Tell me a little bit about that. Meditating? Are you meditating?
I'm meditating, and I'm actually trying to open up my third eye because I get visions every now and then,
mm-hmm.
but it's just so sporadic, and I keep on hearing people tell me that I'm a very gifted psychic, and I know when I was a child, I had actually had it slapped out of me
mm-hmm.
by my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So things are starting to come back, and I think I'm just trying to rush myself
mm-hmm.
and beat myself up because I'm told that I'm supposed to be able to do it, that I can do it, but then I get frustrated because it's not coming.
Okay. Well, you do have a challenge that says that the psychic energy is around you later on in life, and this, too, certainly is going to bring it around you. So just continue to work on that. I agree 100% with that.
Okay.
maybe email me. I would suggest email me.
Okay.
Maybe I can give you a few suggestions, and I would be happy to do that, okay?
Oh, thank you.
So just grab my email from my bio page on the front, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Allison.
You're very welcome.
God bless you.
You too, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, moving forward. Let's see. So, you know, what I've been talking about really just basically is the information that's found just from the date of birth. We're not even getting into the name. And the name, of course, brings in a ton of more information. And numerology, okay, I'll be with you just a second, caller. You know, those of you that might be interested in studying it, I just want to say that it absolutely, having your chart done or even learning numerology inspires you to learn self-love and acceptance. It teaches you to love yourself and understand yourself. And it also, learning numerology teaches you to understand everyone else in the world. So it's a great way to learn unconditional love. And that's truly the goal of any of us that are trying to be enlightened in this world. So I do encourage it. Hi, caller. I do hear you. Who's calling?
This is Carol.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine. Am I on?
Yes, you are. What can I do for you?
I just had a question as to what the remainder of the year would bring for me.
All right. Would you like to give me your date of birth, please?
Sure. June 16th, 1950.
June, did you say 15 or 16?
16.
Okay. And you said 1950?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And just give me a second. All righty then. You just want to know the rest of the year. So you're in a 5-year, right?
Okay.
Did you know that?
No.
Okay. Well, this is a year that wants to bring around change to you, giving you the opportunity to change things in your life. It could be a little bit of a chaotic year because there's sudden unexpected events or things don't always want to go according to plan.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing you want to really to grasp in this year is to be flexible and just to allow the changes to come in. This can bring in change of relationships, change in career, change in where you live. So it absolutely can bring a lot of unsettled things, but it's allowing you to make changes in your life. So expect the unexpected and remain very, you know, allow it. And don't try to, you know, get stuck in a rut. Absolutely kind of embrace, you know, it as it comes in. On the month, when we're talking about months here, I don't know why I'm hearing somebody in the background, but... let's see, looking at your month. I think, did you get a new opportunity or something new happen in May?
I'm sorry?
Have you had any new opportunity or anything new happen in May?
No, not yet.
Okay. I would expect you to get an opportunity in May of some sort. Or something new being brought to you.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect September really to be a chaotic month for you. I would expect a lot of sudden unexpected things in September.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, please. Hold on. I'm sorry, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's chaos kind of coming in September, and I can really see where... sudden and expected, but I don't know if you're traveling. I don't know if you're planning on moving. Any of that coming up this year for you?
No, I have no plans to move. I guess I was interested more if it would, if you could see anything for business.
Well, if you have a business, you really want to expand it this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you really want to send out brochures or flyers, or you really want to network. And you may want to bring something new in, like add to what you have. It should be a really good year for career. I mean, it's okay to take a risk this year, take a chance, and definitely market yourself, because it should be good for you. What kind of business do you have?
I'm a psychic.
Oh, well, okay. Expect you know, you might radio, television.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. You want to do workshops. You just want to get yourself out there.
Uh-huh.
And I think you will get many opportunities for that this year. So just
okay.
Whatever you're doing, it's going to expand, and you're going to get noticed, and you're going to have that opportunity. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think it should be a good year for that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so, and also you would want to put yourself out there doing workshops or whatever you can do.
Okay.
Uncle for you.
What? Thank you.
You're an old soul. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
Many past lives.
Yes. And you do have your ability, your birthday number really is speaking a great volumes about your ability as a psychic. I can't see all of your chart, but
mm-hmm.
the things that I see here is old soul, and also that you, I don't know if you're clairaudient or clairvoyant, but I certainly you're clairsentient. You just know things without knowing.
Yeah, actually, all of the above.
Right. Good for you. All right, well, I hope that was helpful.
Yes, it was very helpful.
Mm.
I thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Okay, well, we only have a few more minutes to close the show, so I'm going to ask Seth to close the phone lines. And I apologize for anybody that was waiting for a reading that didn't get to a reading. What I want to say is I want to bring up my newsletter, and I want to remind everyone that's listening to take the moment to sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter. It's free, you know, so you can't really beat that for the price. And what's really great about the newsletter is, you know, I publish it once a month, and there's a lot of information about numerology. You also get your personal monthly forecast and information about websites and books and things like that. So you can email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I just put subscribe in the subject line, and I'd be happy to sign you up. Okay, so that's the Visible by Numbers newsletter. Hello, caller. Hello.
I'd like to know.
Hi, how are you? Very well. I've only got a few minutes left on the show, but what can I do for you?
Yeah, by the date of my birth, can you tell me what's coming for me this month?
This month?
Yes.
Yeah, I can take a look at really quickly for you. Sure. Give me your date of birth.
November 16, 1981.
Did you say 16?
Yes, 16. 1-6.
Okay, thank you. So we have November 16th, 1981. And
right.
You just want to know this month in particular?
This month and the next month, whatever you see that's good for me.
Okay. Well, you're in a 1 year, so I don't know if you've begun something new this year or have a new opportunity or starting a new... You're starting a whole new 9-year cycle. And, you know, sometimes it can be a little frustrating in the first 4 months of a 1 year. April might have been a little, giving you a few extra opportunities or some changes. May really is good for business. I mean, it's a six, and usually starting a business or anything having to do with business, usually it's good monetarily. Usually there's a blessing that comes in whenever the six energy is around in a month. So I would say it would be a good month for business. Now, as far as relationships go, if you're interested, this can bring about a deepening in an already existing relationship, or it certainly could bring about meeting someone that would could possibly lead to a committed relationship as well. Which did you mostly want to know about business or relationships?
Let's do business.
Okay. I think June might be a little bit slower of a month for business, but what you really want to do in June is don't reach out and don't be aggressive, but see what comes to you in June. Just allow it in, and it'll kind of get dropped in your lap, and that's really the best way to handle June. And also, you know, kind of pay attention to your gut instincts in June. Kind of go by how you're feeling about things. Because you will feel, I think, get a little bit of insight. And I think July is going to be your money month. That's going to bring to you some more heavier finances. Possibly being recognized or acknowledged for your business. And it should bring around some powerful people around you as well. So July would be the 1 month, especially if you just started something, you know, to see it pop a little bit in July.
Mm-hmm.
September, you've got some new opportunities coming again. That's going to be you really want to go for the gusto with your business in September. And I really apologize, but I'm out of time and I have to go. So I hope that was a little bit helpful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, everyone. I'm so sorry, but it's time for me to end the show. So I do wish you all love, peace, and abundance. And I'll be back again next week. We have Joseph Tittle on for our guest, so be sure to stay tuned. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.